Thank you much. Welcome back, Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio, where it's kind of good to be. I'm going to be in the studio all week. I haven't done that since August, prior to heading to Decatur, Illinois for Farm Progress Show. And then it was Labor Day week, and I had a previous commitment. And then last week was Big Iron. So all of a sudden, here it is, the 20th of September, and there are some people in the corn combine. Well, not today, but some people are running corn through the combine. So let's check in with North Dakota Corn Council Executive Director Gene Henning. Hello, Gene.
Hello, Mick.
And have you heard from anybody in this part of the world who's combining corn, or is it a little too early?
It's a little too early. I've heard from a few that have started soybeans, but it's a little early yet for our corn harvest.
Well, on this National Farm Safety Week, we want to remind everybody, be safe, be careful, stay inside that envelope of safety this week and every week.
Yeah, safety first. That is the most important thing. We want our farmers to be around for planting next year, and we just hate to see farm accidents. And so I agree with you 100%. We need everyone to stay safe and to think about safety first.
Yep. Go slow, think it through, and again, stay inside that envelope of safety. Hey, last week you were at the National Corn Growers Association Corn Board meeting. This is a group, a meeting that they get a lot of people, a lot of corn leadership gets together, and you guys talk about some big things.
Yeah, the Corn Board, the National Corn Board, met last week, and I represented the state executive director, so I was there. And it was interesting to see the national leadership of NCGA working together. It's a great group of people, very strong leaders across the country that have all stepped up and donated their time, given their time to promote the work of NCGA. Both on animal feed issues and ethanol, and trying to drive demand. And so, it was a great meeting. I was only one of two executive directors there, and so I was able to get quite a bit of insight, and so it was very helpful. And while I was there, Mick, I was able to see kind of the passing of the torch. John Linder, who it was the corn grower president from Ohio. He has stepped aside now and has made room for the new incoming president, Chris Edgington, from Northern Iowa. And so we're excited to have Chris Edgington kind of take the helm, lead the ship, and we're looking for exciting things to come during his time as president.
Which begins, what, October 1st?
October 1st, yes.
Which is, oh my goodness, the end of next week.
Yeah, it's gone fast, and I think we will start seeing corn harvest coming up soon. So yeah, it's amazing how time has flown.
Yeah, well, at the top of the leadership group for National Corn Growers Association, North Dakota's been well represented in the past. Charlie Hardy, Bart Schott, Kevin Skunas. So we got some bragging rights, but on the Minnesota side, Tom Hague is kind of he's what, vice president now. He'll be in a year.
Yes, Tom Hague will take over from Chris Edgington, and so it's nice to have kind of that local connection. Like you mentioned, all of the leaders that have come out of North Dakota, but we're excited for Tom to take over. I think he's from Eden Valley, Minnesota, so it's fairly close, kind of down in that Wilmer, southern Minnesota area.
Yeah. So, and Tom's just a great guy. He will provide great leadership in a year. But in the meantime, we've got challenges for corn growers. And well, let's start with ethanol. Over the weekend, I was down in Nebraska, and I put fuel on at a pump that had E10, E15, E25, E30, and E85, all on the same pump.
Wow, that's a lot of offerings, and that is so great to see. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, a lot of that work has been done by the National Corn Growers Association, by the state corn organizations. We've help fund a pump infrastructure program with Wayne Fuel Systems. We're in talks now to work with Gilbarco, another fuel manufacturer. And so, Yeah, a lot of that is work that is being done on behalf of the ethanol industry for from corn farmers. And so it's nice to see, and nice when you get a firsthand look like that when you stop to fuel up and you can put in all those options. You know, we're here about trying to create consumer access and market access for ethanol, but also giving consumers a choice at the pump. That is very critical to us and to our industry.
And the first thing I thought of was, even here in the Cornhusker state where I was at, North Dakota Corn Council's work is coming through and being felt there. So I know the North Dakota's kind of led the charge in that for so many years.
Yeah, we have a strong partnership with all of the states, as well as all of our national organizations. And it's nice to see, you know, North Dakota step up and be at the table and to talk about infrastructure and to work with the pump manufacturers and to work with our fuel stations here in North Dakota. And that's an important priority for us here is that, like I mentioned before, is creating that access, you know, getting ethanol into the hands of consumers. Because you know what? It's better for the environment. It's cheaper at the pump. And you know what? It's great for our rural economy.
All right. And Unleaded 88, another great flag to wave. So, hey, quickly, the situation in Mexico on GMOs, they have outlawed that. That was in the big news. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, that has everyone quite concerned. You know, Mexico has been our current market for U.S. corn, and there's a lot of confusion, actually, with the Mexican government. If you talk to one, they'll say that, you know, the GM ban only pertains to food-grade corn. Others will say, well, it might pertain to animal feed. Right now, we're thinking that it does not pertain to animal feed, but, you know, anything that puts that number one, normally our number one market at risk is very concerning. And, you know, we have been working with other like-minded countries, to try to help elevate that whole idea that the U.S. corn and U.S. agriculture is anti-hunger. And so if we can continue to talk about anti-hunger and we need technologies, like GM products, like glyphosate and other tools in the toolbox, technology helps us to become anti-hunger. And so that is really the mantra of U.S. agriculture right now, is that most importantly, we want to be able to feed the world, and we need those technologies to be able to get us there.
Any country wanting to go down that path should probably look to Sri Lanka this year, which made the decision to ban fertilizer and pesticide. They want to put the whole country organic. Well, that's okay, but now they've got a economic tailspin going on there in that country. So, the wisdom is let's feed everybody first. So, hey, I wanted to get that out of the way so we could end on a positive note. The Consider Corn Challenge contest going on at NCGA.
Yeah, you know, that was really a fun one to hear about because, like North Dakota, we put a lot of our checkoff dollars into new uses and trying to discover new uses for corn. We know that, you know, ethanol is kind of a mature product at this point. It's been around for a long time. And so we're always looking for potential new uses. We have a number of projects that we're working on here in the state, both at NDSU and at UND, but also National Corn Growers Association has a Consider Corn Challenge, and they have 35 entrants this year, which is great. It's a record for them to get that number of projects brought in, and they selected five, Mick, but they told me it was confidential, and so I can't even discuss what the five projects are. They're going to be discussed and be awarded, and everyone will know which five projects were selected in San Francisco at the end of October at a conference there. But it's great to hear about the different technologies that are out there. You know, we consider to be in the corn plastic world. Sustainable aviation fuel is going to be the next big thing that is going to come out. We're seeing it, you know, in the infrastructure program or the infrastructure bill that President Biden has out. And so we're thinking that sustainable aviation fuel is going to be the next big market. And so all kinds of research being done in that area.
Exciting technologies coming, and corn is part of it. So, hey, your work's cut out for you for a while, Gene.
It sure is, Mick.
Well, thanks for doing the good work that you do. Thanks for the update on the NCGA Corn Board meeting last week. And, Yeah, some challenges, but also some victory flags to wave too. So thanks for the good work you do, and a reminder to everybody that, hey, this is check off dollars at work. So every bushel of corn that goes through the combine this fall means improving markets and research. So again, thanks to everybody, and thank you, Gene.
Thanks, Mick.
All right, talk to you again soon.